Welcome back to Your Average Witch, where every Tuesday we talk about witch life, witch stories, and sometimes a little witchcraft. Your Average Witch is brought to you by Crepuscular Conjuration. This week, I'm talking to some of the witches of Hive House. Yep, I brought on some of my bees to talk to you about Crepuscular Conjuration and why you definitely want to join. Thanks, Amber, Janie, Sarah, and Darlena for the fun conversation. Now let's get to the stories. Hello, audience.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
I was actually talking to listeners, but I'm glad you all said hello.
Well, I mean, we're also all listeners, so that's fine.
It's hard when you live in both sides of the Venn diagram. It's basically a circle.
We are here to tell you about Crepuscular Conjuration, and I asked some of my bees to come talk to you, and they all happily agreed, kindly, sweetly, lovingly. Gross. And
emotions.
So, they're here to tell you why you should join Crepuscular Conjuration. So, would you please go around and introduce yourself, starting with Amber?
Hi, I'm Amber, Amber of Ambling Witchcraft, and I live in Tucson near Kim, and I get to see her at least twice a year.
How about you, Janie?
Hi, I'm Janie. I am in South Mississippi, so nowhere close to Kim, and I only get to see her once a year.
So far.
I do knot magic and sigil magic and pendulum magic. I don't have any social media, really.
Darlena.
It's my turn. Hi. I'm Darlena from El Paso, Texas. I've been friends with Kim for quite a while when we were baby witches. And so I do movement and fire magic as well. That sounds kind of weird, fire magic, but I use my fire power for good and my slept powers for good too. Am I allowed to say that? Can I say that? Yeah, slept powers for good. So glam witchery apparently too, which I just learned that I do and I didn't even know I did. Yeah.
Sarah.
Hi. I'm Sarah. I am a potter. I'm flora and function. I've been on here before. and I've known Kim for a couple years now, and we get to see each other once a year for now. Yeah, I do witchcraft. I don't know what else to say.
So Crepuscular Conjuration, if you don't know what it's taken the place of Patreon for me, and it is a membership-based subscription service. There are digital offerings and there are physical offerings. Right now, the physical offerings are full. The list is closed because I have as many as I can handle right now. But the digital offerings are always open because there is no limit to how many of those I can have. And my guests are here to tell you about both of them and what they like. So I'm going to start with the newest member, actually, Darlena. Can you tell people how long? Yes, thank you. Next. Can you please tell people how long you've been a member and why you joined and what you like about it?
I think it's been 6 weeks now. And Kim reached out to me and said, hey, you should Marco Polo. And I was like, oh, you want to go swimming? And then she said, no, look up the app Marco Polo and get it and join my Crepuscular Conjuration group. Did I say that right? Yes? Okay. I have been trying to practice that and I messed that up a lot.
It's so a hard word
I jumped on And I'm all about it. And I'm so much all about it that I am caught up constantly because I listen to it like it's like my own personal podcast, and that I get to like, not my own, like me podcasting. Like I love listening to all of the conversation. I'm all about community. And I felt like the immediate community when I jumped onto this group day one. And I love the conversations. I learn a lot from all of the different witches. I brag about it all the time. I'm like, these are my witch friends from all over the place here in the US. And we talk about witch shit and we teach each other witch things we don't know. So, I am like super loving the Marco Polo group. That alone for me is worth joining. Yeah. So, 6 weeks ago, Kim said, join my witch community. And I said, fuck yeah. And I joined it. And it was the best. I actually am addicted to the conversations every day. I love every single person in the group. I love what they have to contribute. Everybody has something different to teach and talk about when it comes to witchcraft and daily life on top of that. But working our witchcraft into our daily lives as well. And so it's just been like the Marco Polo in itself is worth joining for me because I'm learning so much. And I noticed that we all motivate each other a lot and inspire each other a whole lot and support each other and all the different art and witchcraft we all do. So everyone here has stuck with me for a really long time.
Yes.
Oh, no.
However shall we cope?
Janie, how long have you been a member and why did you join?
Ooh, I think I've been a member for 2 years. I'm bad with time. But 2 years sounds about right. And I joined because I was looking for several months for a subscription type witchy box. Cause I was just starting like not a full-time practice, but a consistent sort of practice. And I wanted to grow and learn. And I thought that would be the best way. And I didn't feel drawn to any of the ones I kept finding, like on the internet. And oh, I was listening to your podcast because I found your podcast from Witch Bitch Amateur Hour. And I was like, oh, okay. And then you said something about your Patreon and I was like, I want this. So I joined and I met my found family.
You got a Bucky sweatshirt on.
I do. I'm not one of those crazy Bucky people. I was just really cold on a road trip, so I got it.
I feel like that's how Bucky's sweatshirts appear in life.
Yes.
Sarah, now you.
It's my turn while I evilly stroke my cat. Because he won't leave me alone. So I joined, I think it was 3 years ago. I think it's been 3 years. I'm not sure. It's 2.5 to 3 years. I'm trying to remember how time works. But yeah, I joined not really knowing about the community aspect of crepuscular conjurations. I mostly was like, I need a kick in my pants to do more witchcraft in my life, and was like, this box seems like a good way for me to do more witchcraft. So I joined for that and then jumped on the Marco Polo group and was like, holy shit, there's people. These might be my people. And like, as we've grown and like collected more people.
It's like Pokemon. You gotta catch them all.
Exactly. Oh my gosh. But as we've like gathered more people and like grown our communities, probably a better way to say that. like there's just more and more people. Like you do such a good job of collecting open-minded, open-hearted, like-minded people who just come together to make beautiful things. And like Darlena was saying, like, we inspire each other to do more, like whether it's witchcraft or whether it's art craft or any of the things. Yeah.
Amber, how about you?
So I had to look up how long I have been part of Crepuscular Conjurations. I had to run and get my binder book of shadows because I take all of the sheets that you put in all of the boxes to explain what's in the box and what they mean and how to do the spell and all that other stuff into a binder because that's my Virgo and I can't help it. And so I've been since early part of 2021. And I think I was one of the first three subscribers to your Patreon. And I had originally found you as Clever Kim's Curios from listening to Witch Bitch Amateur Hour. And I was like, oh my God, she's in Tucson. All of these other subscription boxes are using stuff that I don't have in my backyard because I live in the middle of the desert. This sounds amazing because everything you have in your boxes is like specific and adaptable to where you live. And I get the benefit that when you send me deserty stuff, I'm like, oh, I could get that on my walk. I could do the spell twice because I can go find this stuff too by foraging. So I was very excited about that. I was a very baby witch at the time, and I to find a subscription box that helped me connect with the land that I wasn't born in, because I was born in the Pacific Northwest, but to like connect with here and now, mind-blowing. I was so excited. And then y'all introduced me to Marco Polo. And I'm like, is this what it feels like to have a healthy relationship with your siblings? This is the most amazing thing ever. I got a grandpa, I got a mama, I got sisters, I was just like, I got aunties. I was so excited. And it was so healing because of how isolated we'd all become, how isolated I had become, to have community reach out to be like, hey, y'all, let me tell you about the crazy thing that happened today. Or, wow, that's a really cool spell you did. I'm going to do something similar but different for me. Look at how I rearranged this room.
I love your room rearranging. It's
me
best.
Too. I missed it when you were taking a break.
I just need the external validation of, yes, that room does work better in that configuration. You did think of something great. And it's a way to like house cleanse, because I stir up all the energy. I put things in a new space. I light a candle and I go, boom, Bob's your uncle. It's perfect. And then I share it with y'all and you all bless it for me. So,
and we say, mwah, beautiful.
Exactly.
The listeners don't know about Grandpa.
They do now.
Grandpa's me, everyone. I'm your granddad.
Join us on Marco Polo and you will get the inside secrets.
We'll get all the nickname knickknacks.
Come listen to my Teddy TED Talks.
Yes.
Or literally just sit and watch me in the studio all day, every day.
I love that, though. And Janie shows us her dogs.
I do.
And Darlena shows us poi and fire dancing. It's amazing.
It is amazing.
And burlesque outfits, apparently.
Yes.
Sometimes I show you all my current work in progress, but not often because I get shy about them.
Often people ask questions and I show up with a stack of books from my bookshelf. I'm so glad you asked. Let me go over my current special interests.
Or we get all everyone's different. What I think is cool is seeing everyone's new tarot decks. It's like show and tell.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And you know no one's going to get as excited about your tarot decks as we are in Marco Polo. So you're like, oh my God. You don't even have to wait to get home to show it to us. You can go to your car. Be like, guys, I'm in my car. Look what I got.
I'll do the same cool doing rocks you find.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Or like awesome thrift finds.
Oh, yeah.
We don't go on tangents.
No, never.
What makes this subscription different from others that you've had?
This one I pay for and I actually get.
instead of not paying for them and not getting them. Feel free to cut that out.
It's not just that's a box, it's a community.
Yeah.
That,
well, yeah. That's new tagline.
Yay.
Yeah. That's with the, perfect. I don't even know how to, like, top that.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm going to go into the online stuff now. Because, yeah. Like, there's also all the incredible online stuff. Because there's, like, the bonus, like, after hours interview. And, like, so many extra little goodies that if you already love and listen to the podcast, it's like, you wouldn't even, like, know that these things existed. And or you like the different things that everybody talks about are so much fun, and getting to like know people, because I feel like words are not wording well. I can't figure out how to say this, but it's like I feel like your interviews are so much fun, and then the like clip that's like the part that's the Crepuscular Conjurations separate little private one, I feel like it's even more in depth, and like you get to know them like on a friend level, and that's one of the things that like I love so much about your interview style, is that like you're not just like let me business, it's like let me hear your crazy story about
tell me all your secrets.
I want to know your secrets.
It very much makes it takes the starstruck feeling out of it, because you realize they put their pants on one leg at a time, just like you do. And they were young witches once too, and did stupid things with fire, and you don't feel so bad.
And you can listen to them while doing the coloring pages.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's why I was going to say that next. The coloring pages.
I love the coloring pages so much.
So, who can remember what all is on the big list of things you get? Can I?
Great question.
Coloring pages? Percocets?
Meditations?
Meditations, recipes, spells of the month, spells. Spellcrafting videos,
mm-hmm.
Early access, and I don't know what's going on with my internet. The early access for Kobe Michaels' episode is in the process of uploading, but this is the first one that I've done where you get the video before the episode actually goes out.
Oh, yay!
That's so exciting.
Is there more? I feel like there's more. Oh, playlists. I started doing playlists.
Oh, the playlists.
Yes.
And Marco
Polo. I think it's constantly evolving.
Yeah.
Yeah. Every time I think, oh, that would be neat, then I add it.
Like the Phytoconjur?
Oh, that's yeah.
So cool.
Oh, I forgot to add that.
The leaf.
The Marco Polo has its own like it branches into things, because you guys do card pulls for the group every day. Someone does some sort of card pull or rune pull for us on the daily. Someone will do it. Apparently now you get poi lessons if you want.
Yes,
I'm so excited.
Darlena's teaching us to spin poi
and a free fire performance every week just for
book
this
club.
Group.
Book club.
Oh, yeah.
Book club. That's making
cooking,
me cry, by the
cooking
way.
Cooking lessons. We like giving oh, yeah. each other cooking
makeup.
Lessons. Makeup tutorials.
Kat did a huge makeup explanation today about things that I did not understand at all.
Yes.
I don't know what BB cream
like, is.
Don't
great.
Tell me either, because I don't want to know really. Either. But somebody learned about it.
It's all organic, too. So, like, the Marco Polo group creates these things based off of the initiator's special interest, and then it takes on a life of its own. So, every new person who comes in brings something new and unique to the online offerings and to the Marco Polo group and expands what you get when you're part of that community, which is the funnest thing ever. Sometimes you just get to see cool parks. And we had a tour of a zoo yesterday, which was amazing.
Yeah.
Yes.
With
Where else can you find, not backstage, but like
insider info, because the person that was giving the tour knew one of the animals from another zoo when they worked there. That was cool.
Yeah.
That was so cool.
Awesome.
Where else can you find book friends, witch friends, D&D friends, flow friends,
snack friends,
and I'm sure snack friends,
everyone friends category,
slut friends,
slut friends. Why would you recommend other people join us
for the community?
Hugely for the community, yeah. It, like, even all the amazing things that you do put online in that, like, online tier, like, all of those things plus community is, like, that's just, like, what, $11.11? It's fucking amazing.
And that's just the online part. That's, like, not even, you know what I mean? Going back to the physical things you get mailed to you on top of that. Like,
yeah,
it's just a whole bunch. It's all, it is a whole bunch of magic, like, in all sorts of ways. Really is.
Crepuscular conjurations, a whole bunch of magic.
I actually have a lot of social anxiety. So I was afraid to engage in the online community for the first 6 to 8 months that I was getting the box. And so even if you just get the box, say you're like, I'm good. I don't need community. I'm fine. I'm over here in my introvert corner, like I was. The way that the spells are written and the ingredients that you get say, you can do this too. It doesn't have to be this big, intensive thing. A lot of the other boxes you get have like this super well structured, like this obviously took somebody hours to do, like it's really put together and all that other stuff. This is more real. This is more tangible. This is saying you can write a spell and you can go into your pantry and you can get these ingredients and you can go outside and you can find a way to work with this. It's not unobtainable. It's not beyond your reach. It's right there in your front yard, within your grasp, in your cabinet. And Kim, your personality comes out so much in the way that you write those spells. It's like having a conversation with you, but like you wrote me a letter, dude, and I'm over here like, I'm gonna follow those instructions. That sounds like the best thing ever. So,
but those instructions just are also, yeah, you probably want to do this. You probably don't want to do that, but this is pretty cool, right?
Yeah, this is how I do it, but like, do whatever you want. Like, but this is what I'm gonna do with this stuff. So like, get creative. Have fun.
It makes it incredibly approachable.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Yay!
Inclusive.
It makes witchcraft not necessarily easy, but it points out that it doesn't have to be this huge, big ritual. Like, you can do the little things, and it's just as powerful as a ritual.
Takes the stress out of it.
What's been your favorite part?
All the goodies. Like, I am one of those people that don't like spoilers. I want to open it every month like it's Christmas morning and I have no clue what's in there. And we have gotten cool little spirograph things from when we were kids to do sigil magic with. We've gotten a tarot board right as I was learning tarot or started learning tarot. We got a tarot board and I was like, ooh. We've gotten, I can't think of what the word is, but it's when you're like casting lots or throwing stones, we got a bag of that, which is so cool. And she it's always puts bones like, in there. Little crystals.
Yeah. Like bones.
I love it. It feels like witchcraft craps. Like,
oh, that's the one. That's the one that Darlena got.
Yeah.
Oh, yay.
So,
Give me some snake eyes.
Give me some
vertebrae.
Lottery. Yeah.
You also often put candy or little snacks in there. So, like, you'll get, like, little snacks, like, little Pez dispenser, like a cool little doohickey. But, like, it's like, not only do you open this present, but you get candy.
Your granddad's a Taurus.
Those fizzy candies you put in there last month, you can send me a whole box of just that, and I'd be happy.
What did I send?
It's like the Zops?
Zots?
Zots. Zots.
Yeah.
Zots were candy I grew up with when I was a little kid. They hurt
my
mouth.
Those were so good.
They kind of hurt my mouth, but in a fun way. Dude, I got through half of one and then bit it, and it just went.
It's like Pop Rocks, but better. So good. So good.
So good.
Mm-hmm. I feel like it's a lot of love. It's more, I feel like the magic is in the love, and the love is in all of it. Like, it doesn't feel like business magic, if that makes any sense. It feels like personal magic. If you can feel the love in every detail between what you send, what you write, the discussions you bring up in the groups, and the discussions we have with each other. I feel like it takes my magic to a different level because it's done from a place of love rather than study or, you know, trying to, I have to do it this certain way, or it just feels, you just feel the love in it. And I feel like that makes it more powerful.
And we haven't even really seen yours yet, so I'm super excited for that. We're leaving out something super cool. Hive House at Anahata's.
Yes. Where you get to go and just be with all of these people that you've talked to through the internet for like over a year. And you're like, oh my God, wait a minute, you're shorter than I thought you were.
And then you hug them, and it feels like you haven't hugged them in forever when you've really never seen them in person before, but you talk to them every single day. Mm-hmm. It's just like coming home. It's like coming home, and you're immediately, because you're already friends, but now you're like the best of friends, and it just takes it to the next level. And somebody sees you tired and exhausted in the morning and goes, sweetheart, there's coffee in the cabin. You should go get some. I'm like, okay. And then everything's better. Everything's better.
Yeah, thanks, Michelle. You guys knew about Anahata's, or you listened to podcasts before Kim. You guys found Kim via witchcraft, and mm-hmm. I'd known Kim via friendship and dance. And so I came in from a different angle. We have a lot of witches out here and quite a community out here. So I didn't feel... That sounds weird, but I didn't feel disconnected from a witch community. Everyone's like, Anahata's, classes, witchcraft. I'm like, sure, but I'm going to go hang out with the homies I made 6 weeks ago that I cannot get enough of. Like, Anahata's should pay you guys because you got me to go to Anahata's just because I cannot wait to spend time in person with everybody.
So. Yes.
Me neither.
Kim should get to go for free because yeah. I'm pretty sure she's why all of us have gone.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The number that is of people affirmative. That Kim has gotten to go to Anahata's. I would. Can we make that up? Rachel, can we make that a poll? If you came because of Kim.
Give like Kim Bucks, like a few like dollars off for every person Kim has recruited, and I'm pretty sure Kim would be going for free at this point. I called myself Kim's Anahata baby this year. I'm like, I'm sorry, I feel like I'm your Anahata baby, and you have to like let me walk with my shaky legs into this. She's like, I do this to someone every year, and I was like, oh, okay, I don't feel so bad.
Usually it's a whole clump of people that she does this to every year.
And last year she got me to dance with a whole bunch of other people where people could see me. And I was like, I don't want to do this, but I'll do this for Kim. And I had so much fun.
Oh, Darlena,
I didn't tell you about that. We danced the aura. I've never done it before. I'm so excited that
like three of you were like, Darlena, dance time. Like, because that's my magic. If you feel your ass starting to shake, I'm probably nearby. And you are channeling my spirit.
I can't wait.
That's going to be one of the new inside things. Like, we'll see you coming up and we'll just start like, bum, bum, bum.
Yes. Get it.
I think we did that our first year with Corey too.
We did.
Yeah.
And it's not just going to be Anahata soon. I'm getting a hip replacement this year. It was going to be this year. But I'm getting my hip replaced. Another one.
Woo!
But next year, it's going to be here, too. And I'm excited.
So excited.
I'm so glad I can just drive instead of fly.
Yes. Just come over.
Same. I'll just come over. You can teach me how to make more jewelry or whatever.
Yeah.
Same. I'm very excited to be not that far away. Although I am very excited to be traveling to states I've never been to. Going to Anahata's this year because I've only ever out that way been to New York and that's it. So
one thing that y'all haven't experienced but Amber has is the fire that I do for the gem show.
Mm-hmm. I want to go so bad.
It is you so much fun. Everybody rolls up with snacks and everybody rolls up with herbs. Like this year we actually got, I have it over here, but I'm not going to go grab it. But actually, Adderay brought rosemary from her garden in little jars. I was like, oh, there's jars? And so, like, you sit around the fire and everybody just talks and there's a bunch of conversations going on and then everybody collectively has the same conversation and it's just so wonderful. And you get to play with Crow, who is obsessed with the tennis ball, and it's just this big, giant black dog. And so you just look over and then suddenly a dog appears and it is hilarious. And you get to meet people's spouses. Like, I bring my muggle husband with me and he gets to have conversations with super cool people. And he's just like, those people are weird. I like them. But you just sit and you wrap up in blankets and you light things on fire and everybody does like a little, like you have a little moment of silence, a little ritual. We manifested somebody a house last year.
Yeah.
Like it was so much fun and it's very, I declared, I had a lot going on in my life this year around that time. I was like, I am going to the fire. I do not care what the rest of you do, but you are not keeping me from the fire. And I went and it was very healing. It was healing for me.
I was glad you were able to come.
Kim, can I tell our travel safety story?
Yes.
From going to Anahata's.
I don't know what you're
going
to say, but yes.
Oh, the booble.
So.
Oh.
She'll be back. On the drive up to Anahata's last year, all of the semis on the road were trying to run me over. That's every single one tried to change lanes.
It was not a good time.
No. It was not. For 2 days. And then we were leaving Sarah's house. It was 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning because all three of us woke up almost at the same time and were scared to text the other people to see if they were up, but we were all excited.
I stand by. I accidentally, like, made us all. Yeah. The whole time.
And then, again, two more semis tried to it was bad. And Kim in the back seat was like, we are three witches in a car. Why are we letting this happen? And she was like, let's do some magic. Let's put a protective bubble around the car. Keep us safe the rest of the time. And that was the first time I had ever done anything with other witches. And not only did nothing like that happen again, anytime
somebody was trying to pull over into me. There was a space available for me to get into easily. But when we did it, I could feel it. I could feel it in my whole body. And I didn't want to say anything because I didn't want to be like, ooh, she's crazy. And then Sarah said something about it and Kim said something about it. And I was like, I felt it too.
We're like, I don't know. Did you feel that? Did I feel that? You felt that, right?
And it was the best feeling.
You guys told that story at Anahata's after you arrived. And now every time I'm struggling in traffic, I go, righty, righty, right, righty, righty, right. Yes. Because I never thought to do that either. And then you're telling me this story. I'm like, I'm a witch in a car. I can do magic. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you've caused that to like continue. That spell has never stopped because I do that every time my stepdaughter drives, every time I drive, especially when she drives.
Fair.
But that's so yes, neat. So thank you for that one.
Does anybody have anything else they want to talk about? Even if it's self-promotion, Sarah.
I feel awkward.
Okay, you're welcome. I'll do it for you, Sarah. So Sarah has the best pottery in the world. I am slowly replacing every piece of pottery I own with Sarah's pottery. Her mugs are the best thing I've ever held in my hands when I am having my morning coffee, and I am a grouchy, grouchy witch in the morning. And her mugs bring me joy, and they make me happy. And I was able to commission with her the most absurd painting for my husband for his birthday. He still has no idea. It's gorgeous, and she did a perfect job, and he's going to never leave me because of her pottery. So please, please, please check out Flora in Function. She has mugs, and she has bundle holders so that when your bundle is burning of your herbs or whatever, it keeps it from, you know, going out. She has soap dispensers and soap trays and plates and bowls.
Butterbells.
And Butterbells.
I didn't know what a butterbell was until I saw Sarah's really, really cute butterbells. And I don't even eat that much butter. I just want one because they're so pretty. Like, she makes such a pretty butterbell.
Dude, I've been making sugar jars too that have a little spot to put a little wooden spoon, and I'm so excited about them.
Oh, cute. So cute.
We get a little.
She also makes birthday candle spell things.
For those in the closet? Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I've never seen them anywhere else. And it's perfect for those days when you need to just do a quick candle spell, but you don't have a whole lot of time. It's perfect.
They're also great for your ADHD brain when you're like, okay, I'm going to light this candle. I'm going to do a task until this candle is gone. And it's a good timer as well.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I saw somebody talking about that on a something, and I was like, that is brilliant.
Darlena, talk about what you do.
Talk about me. I forgot to say, like, at the beginning, I'm like all sweat powers and firepower for good. I am a burlesque performer. That's my slut power, and a fire performer. And so that's where my glam magic comes in. But a lot of my magic I inherited from family. I'm first generation American from my dad's side. And depending on what grandparent you're looking at, second to fourth on my mom's. So we have a lot of curandera. My great-grandmother on my mom's side assimilated here. So she was a Catholic witch. And I was the first person to not do Catholicism anymore in my family. Still, I'm the only one. So my witchcraft, my practice is inherited, but I found a lot more magic and power in the self-confidence. I don't know where the hell it comes from. It can't, it's, I was born with it. I don't know what it's like to not like myself. So dancing with women for 17 years and being an instructor taught me that that is a power that a lot of women don't tap into. Self-confidence is its own magic. And so that's kind of what I use when I say I use my powers for good. It's to help other people find the confidence in themselves. And it's not just women. I just happen to have a lot more women around me, but I think that I love burlesque more than any other performance art I've done because it is for all the bodies, all the identities. And out here in El Paso, we have a really cool burlesque community, and we have a lot of draglesque, and we have a lot of nerdlesque, and we have, so it's basically just, what the fuck you do? And do you want to put that in your show? And you're like, hell yeah, I do. How can we make this even more awesome? And so it's, so the power of confidence and showing people their magic powers of confidence is what my magic's all about. So it's been really nice to connect with this community. Like I didn't know about Marco Polo at all until coming into this. So yes, I have a big following here where I'm at. That is actually how Kim found me. She Googled a dance instructor when she moved here, and my name was one of the first ones to come up. So I have an okay following here, but this was like, Darlena, let me show you how to reach people from across the United States and how to show them how to do things. And so it's been really, really amazing to connect on this level with other people. And I'm just very, I already feel like I met everyone in person and that I'm just coming back to like hang out again. I feel like it's just going to be a big giant 4-day slumber party for me.
That's exactly what it's going to be.
With lots of dancing. I'm going to make, if they want to, but I'm not going to say I'm going to make. I'm going to inspire everybody to shake their fucking ass. And I'm so excited about it. It's going
to
happen.
I can't wait to have you and Corey next to one another.
Oh my God.
That's going to be amazing.
We're going to have so much fun.
Darlena also makes gorgeous, gorgeous, big old, beautiful jewelry.
I do like big, big jewelry with big, big crystals on it. So, and Kim was actually one of my inspirations when I first started. Jewelry was more for dance. And then Kim is one of my favorite jewelry makers. I have a few. I don't copy anybody, but I did get a lot of inspiration from Kim and a couple jewelry makers in New Mexico, too. So, yay. Thank you, Sarah.
Yeah.
I like to make big sparkly things.
And they're beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Amber, will you tell us about Ambling Witchcraft?
Yes. So I have a blog, amblingwitchcraft.com, and eventually it will spiral out into a full-fledged podcast. I have a background in psychology. I got my degree to figure out what was wrong with me psychologically. Turns out it's the TISM, which is amazing. And I have learned that I cannot have routines or habits. I need to go with rhythms and structures in my life. And so whenever I try to do witchcraft, there's a lot of routine, a lot of habit of what moon is it? And what day of the month is it? And what day of the week is it? And I could not keep up. There was no way. And I felt like a very bad witch. I felt bad at it. So I restructured it and I reframed it in my brain. I was like, what if I were to define this as if it never had existed before, what would I do? I was like, well, I would amble with it. I would saunter. I would stroll calmly through my witchcraft, and I would look at the flowers and I would touch the grass and I would see the sky and I'd breathe the fresh air. That's what I want to do. So I started writing about how to do that. It doesn't always have to be a big ritual. It doesn't always have to be this big heavy thing that you carry with you, like I have to do it because it's the full moon, I have to do it because it's this and that. I really have just this approach of do what you can when you can as you can, and that's going to be enough because your intention is there. So a lot of it is very much from the heart. It's very much from what I have discovered works for me. I do have a whole thing on what the moon phases mean. So for those who do crave structure, I do have stuff like that. But it's very much a how do you approach this without it being this giant chunk of time and having it be just integrated into your day-to-day life. So that is amblingwitchcraft.com. And I have one podcast episode up. I'm still figuring out exactly how I want to do that. But that's me.
Janie, tell us about your glorious creations.
So I do fiber art. I sell mostly at Anahatas, but you can also reach out to me and get like custom pieces done. I do have an Instagram. It's Fantasy Core Creations, all one word. But I knit, I sew, I crochet, and I'm learning hand embroidery. So I do not magic while I do all of those. I speak intention into every piece that I make. Anything that I have sewn, I will put a sigil magic and have that charged and ready to go. If it's a piece that I've made to sell at Anahatas, it's going to be mostly protection, open heart, listen to your intuition, things like that. If you do a custom piece with me, I will work with you on what you particularly want in your piece. Yeah, that's what I do. I'm actually just got a new commission piece from a very close friend of ours, and I'm super excited to do it. I just have to buy the yarn because he's getting the expensive yarn.
Yay, fancy yarn.
Yes.
So the last question is, can you give an example of how being a member of Crepuscular Conjurations has changed your life?
I'm going to Anahatas.
Yeah.
Which I just tell everyone here, because everyone here is like, what is that? And I'm like, it is the Grand Witch's Retreat. I'm going to the Grand Witch's Retreat.
That's great.
Amber.
It's the raise hand feature. Sorry. I lost it. Okay. I went from extremely isolated and convincing myself that I was doing this whole witch thing wrong to being extremely connected to lovely people and knowing there's no wrong way to do this pretty much overnight. I live in the middle of nowhere, and it's just difficult because everything is a 30 to 40 to 50 minute drive to get to, but I can just pick up my phone and there's somebody there to talk about feelings. There's somebody there to talk about magic. There's somebody there to talk about food and dance and just the pressures of life. And it makes everything so much less heavy because there's many shoulders to carry it across. And if ever I do that hermit thing where I don't show my face for a couple of weeks, I get side messages. Hey, girly, love you. Just thinking of you. I know you got a lot going on. And it's like this open invitation of this door is never closed. Even if you don't choose to use it, it is always open. You are always welcome. There is no friendship decay. We love you just the same today as we did 3 weeks ago, as we will tomorrow.
I'm not going to cry.
Me neither. What the hell?
Sorry. Now, that was one of the TED Talks I got last year at Anahatas, because during the winter, I do tend to, I don't even know that it's hibernating, but that's my pullback time. And I had a hard time coming back into the group, and Amber sat me down and was like, do you love us any less? And I said, no. Then why would we love you any less?
Yeah, Amber gave me a great TED Talk because I can be a little much as a performer, and sometimes I have to tell myself, like, maybe they don't want to see you all the time, Darlena. Maybe they don't want to see you fire dance every week. Like, stop it.
Yes,
and so
do.
I was apologizing. And then Amber messaged me. She's like, never apologize for sharing with us what lights your soul on fire. And I was like, thank you. So TED Talk is perfect for you, Amber. And I know you need those breaks, but man, I miss you when you're gone. Yeah, I named for myself, Amber is my white rabbit of the desert, because I chase her and sometimes I can't find her, and then she reappears and it's magical. So
that is beautiful.
I love that so much.
Yeah, you can put that on your list of nicknames, TED Talk Amber.
Oh, I white absolutely
rabbit
love
of
it.
The desert.
We should always remember we are allowed to take up space. And coming from someone who always thinks I'm not allowed to take up space, I want to make myself as small and as convenient for everybody else as possible. I know that we're all allowed to take up space, and we should take up that space, because that space is for us, and there's enough space for everyone. It's not pie. There's enough space for everyone.
What if it was, though?
It's just a pie that gets bigger and bigger.
Taking a sip of my tea.
That's something that I have especially gotten out of the group, is I, for almost all of my life, have been very shy and feeling like nobody wanted to hear from me or see what I do or anything. And this group has given me confidence. They have brought me out of my shell, got me to do things I never would have done before. And sometimes they're better than therapy. Like, they just, everybody is so supportive. And when you're having a bad day, they will lift you up. When you're having a great day, they will lift you up higher. And that goes for everybody. Nobody gets ignored.
I love us.
Yeah.
I love us too.
Me too.
I'm trying to think if there's anything else I can add, but I'm like, y'all put it so nicely.
Yeah.
I love us, and you should join.
Yes. Yes. For the community in itself. I can't say that enough. Because that's why I joined, and I am loving every minute of it, on top of the goodies that come also. Like, it's just been I will say this, like, Kim, this definitely stems from, like I said, the heart and the love that you put into it, because I see you believe in each of us so much. Like, Kim just, like, sees your magic times 10. And she's like, so what are you going to do with it? What are you going to do with it? Let me tell you what you can do with it. Here's what you can do with your magic.
You can do
And then
she's
blast. Like, so when are you going to do that? When are you going to do it? What can I do to help you do it so that everybody sees how incredibly magical you are? And so what was cool for me, and what made me even more excited, because I tend to freak out and pull out of things when it comes to traveling. I'm very far away. I've traveled for things for dance, but if it's the first time and I'm going by myself and I don't really know, I can freak myself out easily and pull out. Kim did not let me. She was like, we're going to get you here. We're going to find a way. Every excuse that I came up with that scared me was where I was like, well, I don't know how I'm going to get there from the airport. She's like, listen, one of the homies is going to come get you. We're going to make it happen. And then Janie, you were awesome too. Janie's like, we're going to find a way. And I was like, this group makes you feel they want you there. They want you there. Every single person wants every single person there. I'm actually real sad about the people who can't make it this year. I'm sitting here like, let me win the lottery so I can get everybody to Anahatas. Like,
right?
Like, everyone. Please, in this group, because I cannot wait to spend in-person time with every single person in this community that we've made just online. But I feel like I tell people it's party line all day, every day with all these really cool, badass witches from all over the place.
Kim, doing community right since 2020.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Snaps for Kim.
Yes. But how have I known Kim the longest? And I'm like, hi, I'm the baby in 6 weeks. I'm like, how
better friends than you. It's fine. It's fine.
Like 2011 or 2012, I've known Kim. And then 6 weeks ago, she's all, hey, come check out my community. And I'm like, all right.
Kim does MLMs wrong.
You're just new to us.
She doesn't reach out to her nearest friends and family first. She reaches out to complete strangers first. And that's why she's not an MLM, because she does it wrong.
I'm an LML. Right. I don't know what that
let
stands for.
Let me leave is what that stands for. Let me leave.
I was thinking, let them learn.
They will if they don't let her leave.
True facts.
Well, thanks everybody for doing this. This is really fun.
Yeah.
Thank you for having us on. And that's another benefit of joining Crepuscular Conjuration. I'm also really bad at saying that. Is once you get comfortable with the people, and if you feel ready, you might be invited. You will probably be invited to be on her to be on her podcast, and then you can get real awkward and say weird things like
you'll be forcibly
paid to have friends.
You'll be forcibly told that you have to. It's a rule. You didn't know that when you signed up. I know you do. And Darlene.
We never scheduled that.
It's gonna happen.
And I got the good mic that on per your recommendation too.
It sounds so good.
Yeah, you do sound. And then I love if you can see Amber, she even has the good like interviewer motions.
Oh, like, she does.
Yeah.
I was gonna say she has the best
in the corporate world for a while.
Like, oh yeah, I love it. I'm like watching you and I'm like, how do I be Amber when I grow up?
Amber, you just got another nickname. It's Amber with the good mic.
Amber with the good mic.
You got two new nicknames today, Amber.
Amazing.
I'm still Indecisive Muffin and Inclusive Muffin.
I love that.
Me too. But White Rabbit
of
the
Desert. I love
Inclusive
Muffin.
White Rabbit of the Desert is so good.
It's so profound. I'm like, I'm white and I'm cute like a bunny and I'm in the desert.
That's not why I called you that though, right? Like, you know, that was a play on the White Rabbit of Alice in Wonderland.
I know,
right?
Okay. I have Alice in Wonderland posters in my living room and I heard that to me sitting underneath them. And I was like,
oh,
nice.
Synchronicity? Yeah. Magic? Witches?
It's all real.
Join now.
Find out your magical, mystical witch name.
Shake your ass for Jupiter is the only consistent practice I have. It happens every Thursday. It is the only thing I do every week. I used to have like a whole practice and then it fell down because I got the sad. And then, but I always remember to put on dance music for Jupiter. And the group gave me that. So come shake your ass for Jupiter with the group at Crepuscular Conjurations.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Please. Please.
We are very pro shaking the ass.
Yes. Oh, we're going to, it's going to happen. We are shaking our asses.
You're going to teach me how to twerk.
Oh, I'm going to teach
everyone. It's going to happen.
I'm the Kim of twerking. You don't get to say no.
I thought you were going to say, you absolutely can't do that.
No!
Forgive.
The only peer pressure here is good, healthy peer pressure. We pressure you to study yourself.
Let us love you.
It is encouragement.
It is spicy encouragement.
You're spicy. Spicy.
The jalapeno of encouragement. The ghost pepper of encouragement.
Yeah. But you Sarah, we all make each other feel so brave.
Draw us a ghost pepper of encouragement.
Oh. It'd be like a please. Ghost.
Yes, a little ghosty pepper.
Saying you can yes. do it.
And if it has a back view, give it some butt cheeks.
Oh, it's got to have butt cheeks. It'll be turning.
Yes.
It'll be doing a little.
Yes.
Yes.
Cute little.
Oh, ooh. All right.
Like that.
Sarah,
we can put it on next year's shirt.
If you do that, yeah, I will get it tattooed.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Your Average Witch. You can find us all around the internet on Instagram at Your Average Witch Podcast, Facebook.com/groups/Hivehouse, at www.youraveragewitch.com, and at your favorite podcast service. If you'd like to recommend someone for the podcast, like to be on it yourself, or if you'd like to advertise on the podcast, send an email to youraveragewitchpodcast@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next Tuesday.